Here at Superior Steel in Knoxville, Sparks Flies employees fabricate beams for buildings. The company has contracts to build the new federal courthouse in Nashville and the convention center in Lexington, Kentucky. Company Vice President Kevin Barth says a healthy construction market has balanced the financial hit from the tariffs.
Right now, we've not had a negative impact because of the tariffs. I would say if they continued to rise above and beyond where they're at today, that it could have a negative impact.
Many East Tennessee employers say they aren't hurting yet, partly because the economy is thriving. But steel is 7 to 15% more expensive since the tariffs went into effect. Wes Stowers is president of Stowers Machinery in Knoxville. It's the Caterpillar construction equipment dealer for East Tennessee. Caterpillar announced in July it would raise prices because it expects to lose as much as $200 million through the steel tariffs.
We're actually having a record year. I'm very positive about some of the things the Trump administration has done in terms of encouraging business, reducing regulations. For the first time since the recession, we're really hitting on all cylinders.
Stowers doesn't oppose tariffs on China, which he says takes advantage of workers and foreign companies like Caterpillar. So far, his company is in good shape.
I'm for negotiations with knowledgeable people rather than the sledgehammer approach.
But Stowers says he's leery of the consequences when trading partners retaliate. Canada, the European Union, and China already have, with levies on American products like cheese, meat, and Tennessee whiskey. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce estimates $1.6 billion in Tennessee exports are threatened by the potential trade war. Whirlpool, which has a Knoxville call-in service center, supported this year's new tariff on imported washing machines. But the steel tariffs caused the company to raise its prices. Sales have since slowed. Denso, which makes car components in Maryville and just completed an expansion, says the tariffs could have a significant impact on its business. Senator Lamar Alexander has said proposed tariffs on imported cars and parts will hurt Tennessee more than any other state. A third of its manufacturing is for the auto industry.
The laws of economics usually mean that when you make what you buy and sell more expensive, you buy and sell less of it. If we sell fewer automobiles and automotive parts, there will be lower revenues, lower profits, fewer wage increases, and fewer jobs.
The tariffs have become a key campaign issue in the contest to succeed Tennessee Senator Bob Corker. Democrat Phil Bredesen has called the tariffs a tax on Tennessee that will cost jobs. Republican Marsha Blackburn has said the tariffs should be reconsidered. In Vonore, Yamaha Jet Boat Manufacturing is paying more for steel and aluminum to make its boat trailers. Dean Burnett is president of Yamaha Watercraft Group.
You know, we're all for fair trade. We think we should all maintain a very strong, favorable trade agreement, and simply so we don't see any downstream adverse effect on the entire industry. Because if that gets out of control, then those prices and increases will have to be passed on to consumers, and it hurts all of us.
So far, customers are still willing to pay. In fact, Burnett says Yamaha is planning to increase production and staff at its Vonore plant by 10% this fiscal year. The factory will make more extras, such as wiring harnesses, that it used to buy from other companies. These are some of the ways East Tennessee businesses are weathering the tariffs, as long as the economy remains strong. For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.